I'm Trinice of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Drea Shelton of Park Rose High School. Hi, Drea. I'm Trinice.
Hi.
How does it feel to be the Rose Festival Princess at your school?
Honestly, it feels really cool. I like never want the feeling to go away. Like Princess Drea and stuff. It's so cool.
How does everybody like feel at your school? Like your friends, like your family?
I mean, my friends were like, we knew you could do it. And my family just is talking about all the princess parties I had when I was younger. I used to dress up in tiaras and stuff. It was like, y'all was checking my stilo then, but now that I'm a princess now, it's like such a big deal.
Period. Sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. I was just saying, like, they just all are really happy.
Why did you want to be the princess, and like, why is this important to you?
I think it just all stemmed from when I was younger. I was like really obsessed with princesses, and especially Rose Festival princesses. And I loved like watching them on the floats and things like that. And as I got older, when I was a freshman, this girl named Brenda won from my school. And I just thought it was so cool, like how everything worked. And I really remember like it was like solidified, like, okay, I got to do this when I get older. And this year I was like walking in the hallway and the front office lady was like, I was asking people who should be a princess this year, and your name came up. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll do this. So, yeah.
So like, what are your plans after high school? Like, what do you want to do?
I really want to go to a HBCU and get a degree in marketing and business. I think you can do so much with a marketing and degree in business, because everything now is like, it's very like, not really the industrial period, but you know, like people, everybody wants to have a company and things like that. My plan is to more so be like a marketing person for big brands like Jordan and Nike and things like that.
So where do you see yourself 5 years from now, like with the whole, do you want to go and do like Miss Universe, or like, or do you, would you want to do something like that? Or like,
you know, I actually, for the first time ever, thought about it like a couple of days ago. It's so funny that you asked that, but I don't know exactly. Like, I think that 5 years from now, I will be 22, and I think I will just be graduating college. So hopefully that I'm just settling into adult life, because I think that that's coming up soon. But I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. But Miss Universe sounds astounding. I don't know. That sounds super cool. I might try that.
Yeah, that I can see you doing that. So Phil Knight was, I think he worked for, he was a Nike manager, or was he? He was a founder of Nike. I'm sorry. And he was a KBPS sports broadcaster. Mm. And that's just so funny that you want to be in business and work for Nike. And he was the founder of Nike.
Right.
So that is just crazy.
Yeah. And
so how did you find like this confidence to like get up and like have people vote for you and do this? Like, have you always been such a confident person and doing things like this? Or like, what pushed you to do this?
I mean, it's so crazy, because that's what a lot of people said to me about my speech, was my confidence was a big thing, like a big factor in it, I guess. And I don't think that's something that I focused on, but I think that just in my head, I was like, if I'm destined to do this, like I'm a very religious person. So I just talked to God and was like, you know, if this is something that's meant for me, then it will be for me. And I think that, you know, win or lose, I'll be proud that I did it. And that was just kind of like my main motivation. It's like, younger Drea would be so happy that you even did this. You even thought about doing it and you got this far. So.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to represent your school? How does that feel?
It feels super cool. Like all of that feels like really good. Just like people from, you know, different grades just being like, hi Drea, you're Princess Drea, how does it feel to be a princess and things like that. And like right after I won, I had to walk across my school to get to this conference room and talk to Jessica Meter and another lady. And it was like, I was walking through my school with like the cape and the crown and my dress and everything. People were like, oh my gosh, you won. And they said it over the intercom. So like it just felt very cool, and I'm just excited to rep the Rose. I mean, I'm Park Rose, and I'm Rose Festival Princess. I think it just
for real. Now that you have like this influence, like, because you know with that comes a lot of responsibility, influence, how do you plan to use your influence for like younger girls or just girls in general? Like, what message do you want to spread through being the princess? What do you want to spread?
I mean, I think that was the biggest thing this whole time, like just showing little girls that this is something they should look forward to in life. And I think that the message that I want to spread to them would be inclusivity, that no matter what, you know, this isn't just for Black girls. This isn't just for, you know, whatever. It's not exclusive. Being a princess is for anybody. And I think princess is more of a mentality than the way that you look or like a tiara. And I think that that's the biggest thing. Confidence, just like a good representation, intelligence, smartness. I mean, you can have like any goals. If you go to Park Rose, you're not lame. You could be a Rose Festival princess, like, you know, just things like that.
So I know you're a junior. So mm-hmm. What goals do you have for next year being a senior? And like, what do you want to accomplish?
Being a senior, gosh, I can't believe accomplish. I think that next year is just gonna be like, you know, my bucket list year of everything that I just didn't do the rest of high school. I think that this was on my bucket list, so doing it a year ahead is super cool. But I think I'm just gonna focus on like getting my scholarships, getting everything in line for college, keeping my grades together, and just having fun and making the most out of my senior year. I think everyone says the senior year is your most chill year, so you know.
I have one more question to ask you. What is your favorite thing to do outside of school when you're like just at home, when you have your own free time? Like, what is your most, what keeps you at your peace? Like, what keeps you just, you know, happy?
Recently it's been TikTok, but
yeah. me too. Yeah.
Just listening to music. I love anything with music or reading books. I do like reading. People always think I'm lying. I'm not lying. I do like reading. I like watching movies with my little sister. My little sister is always in my room. She's like, what movie can we watch? Because I have Disney Plus. Can we watch? So that's a big thing. It's been Princess and the Frog ever since I won. yeah, just things like that. Hanging out with my family, and, you know, cheer is a big part of my life. So anytime I go to cheer practice, I'm fine. Yeah.
I have one more. Sorry. What is your secret? What is your secret superpower?
That I like in me,
yeah,
I work cool under pressure. I think that's my, when I'm nervous, like I think no one can really tell when I'm super nervous, and I think throughout this whole process I was like super nervous, but nobody could tell, so maybe that.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess Drea Shelton from Park Rose High School. And I'm Trinise, reporting from AM 1450 KPPS. Bye.
Bye.